previously on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM, your music, your world. Licky Boy with Move as we come to you live from George in the Garden Route. We have two very important people in the studio. I was really looking forward to getting them in here. To the right of me, my coach, Chase Norris. We've had him in the studio before. And to the left of me, Dundre Fenter. Dundre, welcome.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Chase, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Excellent. Wearing your Protea kickboxing colors today. And yes, Mr. Dundre, your UFC. Now, it's all very exciting. It's all about fighting. It's all about the Hungarian championships which are taking place. And there's also another aspect to this interview which we are going to get to in just a little while. Before we get started, Dundre, first question for you. Why did you get started with kickboxing? What got you into it, man?
Funnily enough, when I was really young, I watched the Karate Kid movie. My parents loved it, and they wanted me to try it out, and I ended up loving it so much that I started karate.
Okay, was this the one with Ralph Macchio? Was this the one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good. The original.
Ralph Macchio. Yeah,
okay,
it's a really good movie.
Good.
So I ended up watching that when I was like 5 or 6 or something, okay. And I started karate.
Uh-huh.
Did that for about 4 years. I actually went to nationals for karate. Won
okay.
that. My purple belt currently, and I had to stop because I moved from Pretoria to George.
Okay.
So when I actually, the funny story is when I came to Chase's gym, I wanted to do karate.
Okay.
And I saw that they had kickboxing and Muay Thai, and I eventually just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I did some research, some videos, and I really started liking it. And eventually, I just did kickboxing.
There we go. And you haven't looked back, man.
No.
You haven't looked back. He hasn't looked back. Now, how long has it been now in total that you've been doing kickboxing?
In 3 days, it would have been a year.
Okay, there we go. So decent. So the karate is the background. Now the kickboxing kicked in and sort of taken shape. You're off to the Hungarian championships. What is your ultimate goal in the sport? I mean, at the end of the day, what are you looking at?
I'm still trying to decide, to be honest.
Yeah.
Obviously, World Championships is already such an amazing goal to have.
Mm.
And to be honest, I think I'm only taking it one step at a time at this point.
That's good.
For now, my current goal is World Championships. Next goal will be full contact fighting.
Here we go.
And I'll take it from there, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Chase, you're going to be accompanying Dundre overseas, huh?
Yes, so I'm going to be going in the coaching role.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be making sure he focuses and gets done what needs to be done.
Very good.
Yeah, no, I think I'm very excited for him. He's been putting in the hard work in the gym. Obviously, it's a lot of work that comes with going to the World Champs, and he's stepping up to the plate, so.
But very interestingly, you got your colors to compete. And then you got your Protea colors to coach at the same time.
Yes, yeah.
So that really fell into place nicely. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Superman. Now, I want to get into the Asperger's side of this. That's why we've got you here. We want to know about the Asperger's side. To those listening for the first time or those who don't know what Asperger's is, in your words, what are we dealing with here?
So Asperger's is a form of neurodivergency, actually a form of autism.
Mm.
Obviously, autism has a negative connotation to it, but it actually can help you. It helped me a ton. Asperger's helps me focus, concentrate, and really improve with all the things I like.
Mm.
For example, kickboxing, things like that. I really think it's helping me progress a lot faster, learn things quicker. Just learn my lessons quicker.
That was actually the question I was going to ask you, like, how has Asperger's affected or not affected you? And you're saying to me now that it had really, really helped. You mentioned something about dinosaurs when you got involved with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
When you were a kid.
When I was really little, like 11 or 12, I got into dinosaurs, ended up really loving it.
Yeah.
And I think it's the Asperger's that really got me to really get interested in it and learn a lot. Because I was reading like some high-level books.
Yeah.
I was reading Charles Darwin books when I was like 12.
There we go.
And I think it really helps me just be smarter, be better, learn things quicker.
Absolutely. I can tell you're a very, very smart young man.
Thank you.
Me just tell you, by the way, Dundre Fenter is, how old are you now, 15?
15, yeah.
6'4". All right, and we reckon, what do you reckon, Chase, when he hits his 21 mark? 6'8"?
No, 100%. The next Evan Etzebeth.
Didn't he get confused at Evan Etzebeth?
Yes, no, exactly.
So he's a big boyky, very, very smart boyky. I'm loving it. Now, Chase, as a coach, have you noticed how Asperger's has, like, come into effect and how more concentrating, and you know, he is?
Yeah, I think upon my first introduction to Dundre, I could see he was very He was very, very focused on kickboxing. And I don't get a lot of people asking me like 10, 20 questions about why this, why that, why that. When normally when I say, okay, come, we're going to do this on the bag, we're going to do this on the pads, it's normally yes, sir. You know what I mean? But he's asking, he's more interested on why we're doing this and where you would use this instead of just following orders and not really worrying about it. You know what I mean?
Got you. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's obviously it's a very important aspect of knowing why you do it. So that's also kind of changed my coaching side of things, is to see, okay, well, wow, I actually need to kind of explain these things because maybe someone else isn't aware of why we're doing these things.
That's very true.
So
as
I think
well,
it's it's helped me with my coaching, but in overall, I think it's just great to know why we're doing these things instead of just doing it for the sake of doing it.
I almost feel like you two have brought out the best in each other.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. I definitely feel that, and I reckon that you make a good team, and I just love the fact that you're keeping a company, going overseas, coaching him, making sure he does everything right, and it's just actually quite inspiring, man.
No, for sure.
I love this whole story. I really, really do. Now, is there anything you want to say to any of the other kids or adults out there with Asperger's? Anything, little messages?
Just that it doesn't always have to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it can be confusing. It can be very confusing, especially when you're young, when you don't even know you have it. I only learned I have it like a year ago.
Wow.
So it can be confusing, frustrating, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. No. You know, you can really be a smart, well-developed person, and it doesn't have to define you.
I think you're a true example of what you just said, my brother. Thank you. Well done, man, really and truly. Chase, anything? We're grading together on Saturday, by the way. Chase is going to be torturing me for the 4 hours. And then hopefully I'll get a belt after that. Chase, anything you want to say before we go, man? In terms of the Hungarian Championships, in terms of anything, man?
Yeah, I think I'm just I'm super excited. I can't wait. I think this is the first time I'm going in a coaching capacity. Obviously, my brother and I have fought overseas, and I would coach him, but I've never went just as a coach.
Yeah.
So for me, this is quite a big opportunity, and I think it's awesome to be able to be in his corner and competing against all the different countries that are going to be there.
I tell you what, though, Chase is going to be Listerall when he's there. And he's sitting there coaching as you're watching all this fighting. I always want to get into the ring. It's going to be hard for you, man. It's going to be hard. But listen, such a pleasure to have you both. Andre, so nice to meet you, my bro. Chase, you're my brother as well. And good luck with the Hungarian Championships. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. And best of luck, my man.
Thank you. You too.
Shot.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.